Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now it's back to more Time Out with Eric Slaughter on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Welcome back to the post-draft reaction show here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I'm Eric Slaughter. We're going to take you up to midnight, and the phone lines are open, 404-726-0929. We are 21 picks into the 2024 NBA draft, but here in Atlanta, only one thing and one thing only mattered: what the Atlanta Hawks did with the number one pick overall. And for the last 2-plus hours now, it was no longer a mystery. The Atlanta Hawks selected Zachary Richet out of France with the number one pick overall, the 6'9", small forward, wing, versatile guy on the defense. And he is headed to Atlanta to pair up with Trae Young, DeJounte Murray, and be coached by Quinn Snyder. And we'll see what other additions and or subtractions may be coming to the Atlanta Hawks before the opening tip of the 2024-25 season. 404-726-0929. How are you feeling about what the Atlanta Hawks did with the first pick overall for the first time in franchise history? First up tonight is Steve in Atlanta. Steve, welcome to the show, and let me know, what do you think about the Atlanta Hawks' new acquisition, Zachary Richet?
Hey, Eric, thanks for taking my call. Yeah, man, I think the Hawks did the right thing. You know, I like the line by Mike Tomlin where he says he wants volunteers instead of hostages. And, you know, Alex Saar definitely seemed like he would have been a hostage. So if you're looking at the top players in the draft, it was really between Saar and Richet. And so, you know, I think Saar kind of took himself out of it. And Richet is definitely a talented player. So, you know, the Hawks, like, this first time ever having that number one pick. And you don't want to give it away via trade and not get anything back from it. So why not go ahead and take this guy and see what he can develop into. But I'm really interested to see how they, you know, finish off this offseason. I would love to see the Hawks go after a big man, because I still think they need some size and scoring from the inside. And with Portland drafting the kid Klingman, who a lot of people thought the Hawks were going to get, maybe a guy like DeAndre Ayton could be available, and then you could package a guy like Murray and send him back, you know, to the Pacific Northwest where he's from for Ayton, and now you have a more of a complete team, and you're not so, you know, guard heavy as you are now. So I would love to get your thoughts on that.
Well, listen to you playing GM for the Atlanta Hawks. I appreciate that. 404-726-0929. Well, let's be real. Yes, the Atlanta Hawks still lack and need the presence of a real interior rim defender and or scorer. Donovan Klingon could have really been a good asset. We all know how Quinn Snyder has used big men in the past, but that was not the direction they chose to go with the number one pick. Can they go out in free agency? Can they go out in the offseason and will and deal and get a true big man to come in and pair with what they have? Right now, we have a lot of guys from the 6'7" to 6'9" area code, okay? So a lot of guys on this roster that fit that bill of wing to possible four. How many guys fit the tradition, 5 or 7 foot, 6'11"? Not many. We have Onyeka Okongwu and Clint Capela, who both kind of play a little bigger than their real position or height would say they would. But there's a long ways to go in the offseason for the Atlanta Hawks. We still have free agency and the potential of making trades and acquisitions. 404-726-0929. We do have what we know. Our newest Atlanta Hawk, Zachary Risache from France. The first time the Atlanta Hawks have ever had the first pick in the NBA draft. That's the direction they went. A lot of great compliments are still coming in about this young man and his future potential. I'm going to let you hear some other sound from ESPN. I'm going to read some quotes to you as this show goes on. But right now, the phone lines are open for you to call in and let us know what you think about what the Atlanta Hawks did with this pick. Coming up next, let's go out to my main man in the SWATs, Mel. The Hawks got a new shiny toy, Zachary Risache. What you got?
I don't like it, but I'm the type of person that's been in this city all my life. I'm going to wait and see. But you know what? All the hype before this draft, talk about a big man, a big man, a big man. They blew it. I don't understand this France guy. This up close to 6'10", a swaying guy.
Yep.
But we have that type of player.
Now we got several of those types of players. Mel, I respect you. First off, Mel, you're an OG here in the ATL. I respect you. I appreciate everything you do. You ain't got to go nowhere. But understand this. The NBA in 2024 is a 6'8 to 6'9 player league, okay?
I'm saying that too, about Shay. But what happened to – oh, okay, I heard some comments about Star saying he didn't want to play with the Hawks. I don't know why.
And now we ain't got to worry about that because that's done. We ain't got to worry about that.
But Shay, look here, like I'm saying, I'm going to wait and see. But all the talk, all the fans that were calling, we need a big man, big man. I'm going to wait and see.
And so will all of
like
us.
I don't like it.
Okay, Mel. Mel, you can talk about this for years. We know this. We appreciate you, Mel. 404-726-0929. I like it, okay? I am a basketball enthusiast, but understand this. Okay, in this league that we live in right now, unless you can find a cat, unless you can find a – I'm drawing a blank, Steven. What's my guy from Denver? Nikola Jokic, the Joker, you know, a 7'1", 2 guy that can shoot and pass. Those guys don't come around all the time, okay? The more versatile wings you have in this league right now, look at the Boston Celtics. This NBA of the current status is a 3-and-D league, and the more guys you have at 6'7", 6'8", and 6'9", with that kind of skill set, your team's going to be very, very good. Your team's going to be hard to defend. And this young man is going to come in. You heard what Jay Billis said. I also got one other cut about his defensive skills that he's going to bring to the NBA. I'm going to play for you in just a second. Not yet, Steve. I see you looking it up. But this young man has a unique skill set. He's 6'9". He's long. His body will fill out. He's not the strongest that he will be. He's only 19 years old. This could be an all-NBA player for the Atlanta Hawks. We just got to wait and see, as Mel said, how he develops over the next 2, 3, 4, 5 years. 404-726-0929. The Atlanta Hawks, first pick overall, picked Zachary Risache out of France. He scored 10 points per game in the French league this year, but was voted the upcoming player of the year or the rising star of the French league. He brings a great skill set to Atlanta. It's got to be developed. It's got to be nurtured. And he has got to put in the work himself. But I tell you what, Quinn Snyder is definitely the kind of coach that can get the potential out of this young man. 404-726-0929. Isaac, the Hawks have a brand new number one pick overall. How do you feel about it?
I really like the pick and how I'm just excited on how it can help the culture of Atlanta and the chemistry between, like, someone who can just bring that energy to Atlanta and help the fans just be able to enjoy having fun at the games and what's best for the community.
I like that, Isaac. Yes. Look, first off, Atlanta, the State Farm Arena, when State Farm Arena is rocking, it's one of the best environments in NBA. I've been to just about every NBA arena around the country, okay? State Farm has a great, fan-friendly, exciting, party-like environment. That's what they want here. And now you got another 6'9" versatile wing that could make the – they used to call it the Highlight Factory. Let's bring the Highlight Factory brick back to us. Isaac, I appreciate that call. 404-726-0929. What do you think about the Hawks' brand new pick? 404-726-0929. We got to take another break. We come back. Keep these lines lighting up. Steven's over there working as fast as he can. Zachary Risa-Shay is coming to the ATL. Who will join him? Who will be here as his teammates when the season starts in late September? But right now, what do you think about it? 404-726-0929. This is Time Out with Eric Slaughter. This is the post-draft reaction show going up until midnight. Your calls is what we want to hear. We'll be right back in just a few minutes. Derek, Hugh, Mark, I see you out there. Just hold tight.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Now it's back to more Time Out with Eric Slaughter on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Welcome back to the post-draft reaction show here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I'm Eric Slaughter. We're going to take you up to midnight, and the phone lines are open, 404-726-0929. We are 21 picks into the 2024 NBA draft, but here in Atlanta, only one thing and one thing only mattered: what the Atlanta Hawks did with the number one pick overall. And for the last 2-plus hours now, it was no longer a mystery. The Atlanta Hawks selected Zachary Risa-Shay out of France with the number one pick overall, the 6'9", small forward, wing, versatile guy on the defense. And he is headed to Atlanta to pair up with Trae Young, DeJounte Murray, and be coached by Quinn Snyder. And we'll see what other additions and or subtractions may be coming to the Atlanta Hawks before the opening tip of the 2024-25 season. 404-726-0929. How are you feeling about what the Atlanta Hawks did with the first pick overall for the first time in franchise history? First up tonight is Steve in Atlanta. Steve, welcome to the show and let me know what you think about the Atlanta Hawks' new acquisition, Zachary Risa-Shay.
Hey, Eric, thanks for taking my call. Yeah, man, I think the Hawks did the right thing. You know, I like the line by Mike Tomlin where he says he wants volunteers instead of hostages. And, you know, Alex Saar definitely seemed like he would have been a hostage. So if you're looking at the top players in the draft, it was really between Saar and Risa-Shay. And so, you know, I think Saar kind of took himself out of it. And Risa-Shay is definitely a talented player. So, you know, the Hawks, like, this first time ever having that number one pick. And you don't want to give it away via trade and not get anything back from it. So why not go ahead and take this guy and see what he can develop into. But I'm really interested to see how they, you know, finish off this offseason. I would love to see the Hawks
go after a big man, because I still think they need some size and scoring from the inside. And with Portland drafting the kid Klingman, who a lot of people thought the Hawks were going to get, maybe a guy like DeAndre Ayton could be available, and then you could package a guy like Murray and send him back, you know, to the Pacific Northwest, where he's from, for Ayton, and now you have a more of a complete team, and you're not so, you know, guard heavy as you are now. So I would love to get your thoughts on that.
Well, listen to you playing GM for the Atlanta Hawks. I appreciate that. 404-726-0929. Well, let's be real. Yes, the Atlanta Hawks still lack and need the presence of a real interior rim defender and or scorer. Donovan Klingon could have really been a good asset. We all know how Quinn Snyder has used big men in the past, but that was not the direction they chose to go with the number one pick. Can they go out in free agency? Can they go out in the offseason and will and deal and get a true big man to come in and pair with what they have? Right now, we have a lot of guys from the 6'7" to 6'9" area code, okay? So a lot of guys on this roster that fit that bill of wing to possible four. How many guys fit the tradition 5 or 7 foot, 6'11"? Not many. We have Onyeka Okongwu and Clint Capela, who both kind of play a little bigger than their real position or height would say they would. But there's a long ways to go in the offseason for the Atlanta Hawks. We still have free agency and the potential of making trades and acquisitions. 404-726-0929. We do have what we know. Our newest Atlanta Hawk, Zachary Richer from France. The first time the Atlanta Hawks have ever had the first pick in the NBA draft. That's the direction they went. A lot of great compliments are still coming in about this young man and his future potential. I'm going to let you hear some other sound from ESPN. I'm going to read some quotes to you as this show goes on. But right now, the phone lines are open for you to call in and let us know what you think about what the Atlanta Hawks did with this pick. Coming up next, let's go out to my main man in the SWATs, Mel. The Hawks got a new shiny toy, Zachary Richer. What you got?
I don't like it, but I'm the type of person that's been in this city all my life. I'm going to wait and see. But you know what? All the hype before this draft, talk about a big man, a big man, a big man. They blew it. I don't understand this French guy. This up close to 6'10", a swing guy.
Yep.
But we have that type of player.
Now we got several of those types of players. Mel, you know how I respect you. First off, Mel, you're an OG here in the ATL. I respect you. I appreciate everything you do. You ain't got to go nowhere. But understand this: the NBA in 2024 is a 6'8 to 6'9 player league. Okay,
I'm saying that too about Shay. But what happened to – oh, okay, I heard some comments about Star saying he didn't want to play with the Hawks. I don't know why.
And now we ain't got to worry about that because that's done. We ain't got to worry about that.
But Shay, look here, like I'm saying, I'm going to wait and see. But all the talk, all the fans that were calling, we need a big man, big man. I'm going to wait and see.
And so will all of us.
I don't like it.
Okay, Mel. Mel, you can talk about this for years. We know this. We appreciate you, Mel. 404-726-0929. I like it, okay? I am a basketball enthusiast, but understand this, okay? In this league that we live in right now, unless you can find a cat, unless you can find a... I'm drawing a blank, Steven. What's my guy from Denver? Nikola Jokic, the Joker, you know, a 7'1", 2 guy that can shoot and pass. Those guys don't come around all the time, okay? The more versatile wings you have in this league right now, look at the Boston Celtics. this NBA of the current status is a 3-and-D league. And the more guys you have at 6'7", 6'8", and 6'9", with that kind of skill set, your team's going to be very, very good. That's, your team's going to be hard to defend. And this young man is going to come in. You heard what Jay Billis said. I also got one other cut about his defensive skills that he's going to bring to the NBA. I'm going to play for you in just a second. Not yet, Steve. I see you looking it up. But this young man has a unique skill set. He's 6'9". He's long. His body will fill out. He's not the strongest that he will be. He's only 19 years old. This could be an all-NBA player for the Atlanta Hawks. We just got to wait and see, as Mel said, how he develops over the next 2, 3, 4, 5 years. 404-726-0929. The Atlanta Hawks, first pick overall, picked Zachary Shishay out of France. He scored 10 points per game in the French league this year, but was voted the upcoming player of the year, or the rising star of the French league. He brings a great skill set to Atlanta. It's got to be developed. It's got to be nurtured. And he has got to put in the work himself. But I tell you what, Quinn Snyder is definitely the kind of coach that can get the potential out of this young man. 404-726-0929. Isaac, the Hawks have a brand new number one pick overall. How do you feel about it?
I really like the pick and how I'm just excited on how it can help the culture of Atlanta and the chemistry between, like, someone who can just bring that energy to Atlanta and help the fans just be able to enjoy having fun at the games and what's best for the community.
I like that, Isaac. Yes. Look, first off, Atlanta, the State Farm Arena, when State Farm Arena is rocking, it's one of the best environments in NBA. I've been to just about every NBA arena around the country, okay? State Farm has a great, fan-friendly, exciting, party-like environment. That's what they want here. And now you got another 6'9" versatile wing that could make the – they used to call it the Highlight Factory. Let's bring the Highlight Factory brick back to us. Isaac, I appreciate that call. 404-726-0929. What do you think about the Hawks' brand new pick? 404-726-0929. We got to take another break. We come back, keep these lines lighting up. Steven's over there working as fast as he can. Zachary Shishay is coming to the ATL. Who will join him? Who will be here as his teammates when the season starts in late September? But right now, what do you think about it? 404-726-0929. This is Time Out with Eric Slaughter. This is the post-draft reaction show. Going up until midnight, your calls is what we want to hear. We'll be right back in just a few minutes. Derek, Hugh, Mark, I see you out there. Just hold tight.